Up next, Flora's here. Hi, Flora. Flora Lichtman with our video pick of the week. What have we got this week?
Hi, Ira. This week we have I think it's sort of seasonally appropriate. People are spending a lot of time right now mowing their lawns. And our senior producer, Annette Heist, is no exception. And so we started looking into to grass alternatives.
Alternatives to growing that, because you have to mow it every week.
You have to mow
people
it,
put all kinds of stuff
fertilize
on
it.
Weedicide, insecticide, all that stuff.
So is there a better way is the question. And we went on a little field trip to meet David Benner, the moss guru.
The moss guru?
Yes, that's right.
M-O-S-S?
Yes, no moss. I mean, yes, moss.
And where was he?
He's in Pennsylvania outside of New Hope near the Delaware River. And he got rid of his grass 40 years ago.
Wow.
In lieu of moss. So he explains this history of how he killed his grass, which basically he made the soil very acidic using ammonium sulfate and sulfur powder.
Wow, killed the grass.
Killed the grass. And a year later, he had moss lawns everywhere.
Wow.
Now, not everyone can do this. You need shade.
Right. And you went out to him, visited him, and if you go to our website at sciencefriday.com, there's the video you made with Annette exploring.
That's right. I mean, it's a spectacular garden.
Yeah.
It really is amazing.
Does it look like grass or look like little mounds of moss, you know, that you see growing?
It's very green. I mean, you know, it doesn't look like grass because it's much shorter.
Right.
It's sort of like a carpet.
And you don't have to mow it ever.
You don't have to mow it. He says you don't even have to water it. This was sort of a surprise.
Yeah, I thought you need a lot of water for a moss.
Apparently moss is really resilient. So even if it goes weeks without water, it'll kind of dry up. But then he says anyway that an hour after a rainstorm, it springs back to life.
I have tried to get moss off my shingles on the roof, and it knows how to come back. I've been up there with everything.
Yeah. I mean, I think acidic soil, he says, it'll sort of take off. And one thing that I thought was really interesting, this was kind of like a mystery solved moment for me, was how moss grows on rocks and tree bark. And the answer is that moss doesn't have roots. So really any flat surface it can grow on, and it takes in its nutrients through the air and from rainwater through its leaves or
right.
Its moss body.
It's moss body. So you don't have to – that's why it doesn't need to be fed and worried about and taken care of it.
Right, and why it can grow kind of almost anywhere.
Especially here in the East, we have all this acid rain, right? It likes that acid soil.
Yes, exactly.
So but you can't have sun.
No, you can't have sun. It's really for people who have a shady yard and
northern exposure, so to speak, because that's where it grows. And you have the video up on the website. If you want to do this yourself, can you like put plugs of moss that it'll spread on its own?
Yeah. So his son actually has a business, Moss Acres, that sells moss. But he said that you can also kind of transplant it just in little pieces to places in your lawn, and it'll fill in. Now it takes kind of a while.
Yeah.
But
it's a long-term project.
It's a long-term project, but it sounds like it might be worth it.
No mowing. Well, there you go. Flora has got our video pick of the week out there in Pennsylvania, a tour of the guy's moss farm, I guess.
His moss garden and Annette's house.
And Annette's house. So you can see both on our pick of the week on sciencefriday.com's website. Thank you, Flora. That's about all the time we have today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata and senior producer Ned Heist. Charles Berkowitz is our director, and Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our site arts producer. Our intern is Eric Ortlip. Neil Rausch, our technical director, right there at the controls here in New York. And we had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, University of Denver. And please take a few minutes out while you're looking at the video of the moss on our website at sciencefriday.com. Click on the right side there where we have a little survey. Just take a couple of minutes and fill out the survey. It'll help us know who you are and give us a little more information about you. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.